Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Roy Scholten, better known as YoRoy within the community. Together with Boyan, I'm the UX lead for the Drupal 7 version at least, and we'll continue to work on that. So the last couple of years during the Drupal 7 cycle, we've been working together with Mark Bolton and Lisa Reichel to do the D7 UX project. And we help them translate and fine-tune their ideas into the community to help translate the design concepts into actual implementation. Get the community comfortable with having a design process, which is one of the bigger achievements, I think, besides the actual Drupal 7 release. But I'm looking forward, that would be something we would like to continue on. We need to get more comfortable with getting sketches out, having multiple and weird ideas first before we dive into having a solution or implementing a fix. So yeah, getting the new Drupal 7 version out was, of course, the big effort. I've put a lot of time into rewriting some of the user interface copy. We have a big problem with inconsistency there and just adding too many information there. We need to focus that for Drupal 8 as well by removing all the edge case documentation that is in the interface and focus more on getting people further with the tasks they're working on. So UI copy is an interesting topic to me, and where a lot of quick wins can be had. I'll be presenting together with Boyan on the user interface pattern library we've been working on. We've already talked about it, sketched an outline for it in Paris. And the idea is that with Drupal 7 now, developers have quite a few interface components available for building their administrative UI. So we're focusing on module developers who are adding bits and pieces, form elements, interactions to the admin side of Drupal. A regular Drupal site adds 20 to 30 modules easily. And from that, we get a fragmented UX because developers sometimes make interesting interfaces, whereas consistency and restraint would be preferable in how you implement your UI. Now, UX team is quite small, and the pattern library would give developers a solid checklist that they can run through themselves, just with some sanity checks on, am I doing my tables right? Am I correctly using vertical tabs? How do I use the machine name pattern? So the pattern would describe the general problem, the design problem you're having. You know, I have to make a listing of content. Of course, then you add a table. So the solution is create a table. And the pattern would describe how to make a table that conforms with how Core at this moment generates its tables. Same for vertical tabs, one of the darlings, the new interface patterns, prone to be misused because vertical tabs is hiding stuff, so please don't put too many critical settings in there. Stuff like that. And also, the pattern documentation would do some recommendations, things to look out for, and give you a visual example of how it should look like and a code sample to get you started. So we have a format for it. The presentation will introduce that. And of course, where we need help is actually integrating it as documentation on Drupal.org. That's where we still need work. We have been building a prototype offsite, and of course, it would be great if we could somehow integrate it at the right place in the API docs, where people, if they look for the function, the code documentation, they could find links to how to actually implement the UI part of it.
So it sounds like this is sort of like a design style guide in a way, or if you're implementing a certain set of functionality, you have a certain, you know, standards for how it should remain consistent with the rest of core. So it sounds like when you look at a website, if people have gone through like the path of least resistance of creating something, they may have done it the easiest way, but not like sort of the consistent way. So what are things that when you look at a site and you see that this is wrong, you know, what sort of jumps out at you when you see things that are like inconsistent? What's some of the biggest mistakes that people tend to make?
Too many text, too much explanation, not enough focus on helping people getting their tasks done. And one of the biggest challenges, and a part I forgot to mention, is Drupal 7 has a new information architecture for the administrative side. Whereas we previously had like four buckets with one main bucket where all the configuration links for administrative options went, we've now have a configuration page with 11 buckets, which we've labeled things like services, system, media. A big challenge for module developers will be to choose where does my module live in the admin interface. And the goal would be for people there to practice restraint. Do we have a new high-level item called structure, which should be all about site building? So what now lives there from core is like blocks, content types, menu. Basically only views and panels and the like should live there. So please don't add little widget stuff there and find a place in configuration. I think that will be a big challenge, and that's where hopefully the pattern library will help, because this the top 20 of modules that everybody uses, and if you like, there's thousands you could install, and not all of them expose administrative links. But helping to get some guidelines and out there for where to put your admin link will be one of the bigger challenges, because the Drupal 7 user experience will be as good as Contrib is going to make it.
Right. And you mentioned something about vertical tabs, people hiding too much information in the vertical tabs. Does that mean if there's a lot of required fields that are empty and they have to sort of search for it? Or what do you mean specifically about how people can abuse the vertical tabs?
Vertical tabs were designed to be ignored. Don't put must-haves or must-have settings in there. Yeah, literally designed to be ignored. What's in there should either have a decent default or can be ignored completely. So don't put must-haves in there, because they're designed to not be noticed. There's quite a big set of vertical tabs on the Node Add form, and that's where we want to improve, because adding content, we've made it findable now, but we'd like to improve the actual workflow for that a bit. And there's an interesting issue in the queue somewhere where people have added collapsible field sets within a vertical tab, which is nesting configuration inside a nested component. It's a bug, and sure, fix it, but if you're doing that, then to the user experience team, that's an indication that your interaction is probably needs a rethink. So vertical tabs, it's tempting because it's really compact and you can put a lot of stuff in there, but don't.
So I guess that's part of your job as the user experience lead for Drupal along with Bohan, is to interact with Mark Bolton and Lisa Reichelt to kind of figure out what the intention of all these design patterns were, and as the development process goes along, to protect those visions in a way. Like, how was that process for you in terms of trying to protect those design visions from getting diluted or sort of corrupted from the more distributed development process of implementing it?
Hanging out in IRC too much. Core development and core discussions happens there. We just had to spend a lot of time talking to people. And I guess we talked and argued enough to get enough karma to get developers just support our call. Because not all our design decisions have been based on usability testing. We were still basing a lot of decisions on gut or so-called common sense.
But that's common sense that you as user experience specialists can sort of be particularly tuned to kind of like have people have you sign off on, does this look okay, in essence.
So, yeah, one of our continuing goals will be with having a design process that design is not a taste thing. Developers are happy with metrics, you know, if want to figure out if something works or not, and though we'll not have percentages or really hard values for it, there's really some basic rules on how humans work on which you can base design decisions. People can only handle like 3 or 4 elements in short-term memory. So don't make people carry over 5 bits to remember from one page to another page. Stuff like that. Consistency is always helpful.
Were there any other sort of aspects of the intentions from Lisa and Mark that you felt like you had to protect a lot or would sort of keep on coming up through the Drupal 7 development process? What were some of those things?
Two big ones was I really hope that people give the 7 admin theme a chance. It's like the biggest usability fix we did. People expect from their mental model to have a front end and a under the hood perspective on handling their things in the CMS. 7 is a beauty. I'd really like to see people give that a chance and expand on that as the default admin. Maybe even OS style look for operating system style look for Drupal. So I'd love to see that happen. Of course, Core doesn't provide all the answers interaction-wise. I mean, views and panels and like the rules module we've been building a case study on. They bring more complex patterns and problems than Core provides. So we'll need to expand on that vocabulary, but I hope we can visually do that based on 7. And the other big one is the new information architecture, all the new little buckets. A lot of that is just us making calls together with Webchick and some other people. You know, okay, let's take this, and we'll have to test that and amend and improve.
Is there anything that didn't get into Drupal 7 core that's going to be left to contrib in terms of the user experience?
I know what we need to work on. Blocks page, modules page, updating functionality. Modules page with all their dependencies, we should put that a level deeper where you're not that much bothered by it. And block page as in building layout. And we can improve building navigation. I have particular things from D7 UX that have been left out or didn't really make it. It's like the real edit in place style content management. Can't think of too many at this moment.
Is that some of these fixes something that Drupal Contrib could address, or do you have to wait till Drupal 8 to kind of really fix it?
No, we'd love for Contrib to do proof of concept, prototype. We're much more flexible there, and I'd love to see many of those initiatives start in Contrib right now. There's another fun one where we have a filter, a live filter where you type into a search box, and if you're looking for X, you type X, and all the rest on the page that doesn't contain X disappears so that you condense your page. So a live filter on permissions and on modules page. That's a little thing that's already out there in Contrib. Having proof of concept, working stuff, helps people convince of how handy it can be in core. So yeah, I'd love to... We should definitely do that in Contrib for Drupal 7.
Yeah, it seems like with the hook page alter, with being able to kind of intercept pages, then you'd be able to kind of just take any admin screen and start to change it for how you think you should be, in essence.
Hook? Yeah, yeah. I understand that. With that one, you can really be dangerous. So yeah, let's see what we can do.
And finally, what do you see as sort of like on the horizon for Drupal 8 and the user experience? What are some of the big initiatives that, you know, aren't fit for Contrib or just really need to sort of get back and integrated back into Drupal 8? What are some of those things that are on your radar?
Yeah, like I said, modules page and blocks page would be two really very practical things we should fix. What I'm really interested in is really looking forward to how that discussion will unfold is the idea of shipping Drupal 8 with a more focused, usable default install profile. So We know we have a framework, and we know you can build products or applications on top of it. Dries has told us to come up with ideas and go ship with a usable product. I'm really looking forward to how that's going to pan out, if we can agree on something, if Core is fit. Does Core contain enough to have actually built something usable, or do we add more tutorial-style components that help builders wrap their head around the available functionality, or do we really try to build something for a person that really doesn't want to know and just wants to run a blog or community site? That'll be really interesting. It will need new expertise for the community. If you want to really get hard on that, you need a product manager who defines a roadmap, bridges development with marketing, etc. It'll be an interesting exercise, and I'm looking forward to that one.
Great. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.